Por acá me gustaba hablar We start from the Mishnah last time, we go through the Mishnah, and Rashi. We have the place to learn on the Mishnah. Let's do a quick recap on the Mishnah, what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that there's something called regular. Something called regular. And what, in which way is the regular word, which way does it manifest itself, but it creates as it walks. And for some reason, the Mishnah repeated itself, it's about behavior, we're going to see it put into tomorrow. About that, why the Mishnah repeats itself, but it's a repetition. And then the Mishnah talks about tsuris. Something called tsuris, if it kicks, and because it kicks, the stones fly off, not kicks, if it walks, and as it walks, the stones fly off, and you find it very fast and as it tsuris. It's a total rega, it's a kind of music, it's not in the surrounding, but there's something called tsuris. Mishnah ended off with an interesting shot, yeah, with an animal. Dolls on a knee, they burst the knee and the knee and the knee then went and broke differently. Says the Mishnah, Yechai Nezek Shalom for the first one and Chati Nezek for the second one. The Shaila was exactly what the Kiddush of that Mishnah is, but it's possible to have Nezek Shalom for the first one, Chati Nezek for the second one. He mentioned the place is going to ask it, which we're going to get to now, but I mentioned also that somewhat it was an obligation. Mogator says, maybe the finish is you can require two things for one act. If I have never shown the first three and cutting it for the second thing. But this is going to ask, but this is going to ask that shortly. So let's try to take this. Kate out, Haregel, whatever. And who knows when else in Shah that the period starts with Kate out. Markets video. Kita the Nazan Zavri. And here we go, my Kita the regular. But that a similar type of question would be Meimasan. Right? I mean, you're telling me if I know something, I know some idea, and I'm asking Kita, I'm asking Meimasan. So whenever the mission starts off with a Kita or Meimasan, the Gemara asks, what's going on? It's connected to a previous point. So, what's it connected to? So, places involved about that kind of key to the regular has been the first places on the second regular of the kind. Key to the regular endless. So, what's key to? Key to going on what? Referring to what? I'm thinking the very counter. It's referring back to the first the Mishnah in the first page. So, those of you that looked up, not that far back, it's one page you go back. You'll see it there. It says there. Hamisha Tanah Hamisha Ma'odin, this is the Zvav of the Beit. And then it brings up these five Tanah, five Ma'odin. What is the Beit Ma'odin for? Or what is the Tanah for? And then it says, Hashem Mo'edet Lechol Etzero Ulo. Haregel Mo'edet Lishboi B'der Hiluho. Hashem is the Mo'ed to eat what is Ulo Ulo. And a behema is a and a regular is more to break is a wound. And then it talks about Shayamur, and then it talks about Adam, Adam Amadi. This just seems to give like a summary of the Mu'adim in the time. I think, by the way, you've read this on my room page. Have you seen the video? Seen as in over the map, it was on the same page.
No, it was not. He hasn't read through it.
Fine.
All right. The incentive is like, how did that work? So, what came to us sort of common, but Rashi is the one that's carrying it. Because you're pretty good at Mishnah, aren't you? Yeah, you should. The Gemara itself already speaks carrying it. The Gemara on the base. But, Jason's leaving this up as an introduction to the next question. The fact that it's a continuation of the previous Mishnah, that if you read the Bible tomorrow, you'll find that. And maybe starting meant to expect to know to the problem of living. And there's an introduction to this tailor is now about to ask. So I'm not thinking Kori is going, I'm not thinking maybe Kama Kori. Fine, the day may wait, please.
Bro, could you try and move the laptop a little bit more close to how you speak? If you can. Thanks so much. I can hear you a bit clear. Thank you so much.
Can you hear me?
Perfect now. Absolutely perfect.
Okay. Teme. Fregt euch zu der Kasche Teme. Ich an der Posach listen Kate der Schembereiche. Wie an der Sonic Otanino, Mr. Magic, Mr. Zanizik, war Odom Basik. What exactly did this is just say in the mouthful? See, the Kasha, you don't do that Mishnah. What's the order of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Shen, Regel, and eventually Adam. Right? And this period is explaining that Mishnah. We're now explaining what's the Regel, and what's the Shen, and what's an Adam and Malik. Later on in the period is Adam and Malik. So, this Perek seems to be an elaboration of the Mishnah in Perek Aleph. So it has to match. We find often the two ways how a Mishnah can explain and expound the previous Mishnah. For instance, the classic one, Bame Madlikin or Bame E Madlikin, in what oils or wicks can you light with and which ones you can't on Shabbat? How does the Mishnah carry on? We explained the last one, right? Often the Mishnah says, no, I'll reach and reach, I'll have enough, I'm going to first explain the first one. So, but you have to do some type of order, either the first or the last. Here, this Mishnah of Peir, Yudayim and Peir Beis, doesn't seem to follow any order. What's the first one explained? Here we go. Second one. Third one or last one, other Mamadi. So make up your mind. Are we going? And what's the order there? So you may have to go. Shen, Yerga, other Mamadi. Okay, so make up your mind. If we're going to be saying we're going to what's mentioned first, so it should be Shen. If you think what's mentioned last, it should be other. What's the business? Regular Shen and then other. What's going on? Let's see that inside. Damon. That's Balbon. That is Damon. The Posach. If we're elaborating on based on what started, was being mentioned first, listening, we should say Kita Chen. How is the Chen? It should say Beresha. Kita the Chen Beresha. We are the Solid. If we say, no, not Chen, because it says Chen Regel, obviously, the last one. If you want to see the last one, yeah, the Sonic, Hatanino, Mishra Mazik, Richard Zanizik, Va'odom, Besonic. That Mishnah, elaborate, mention Shah Nizik, Mishra Daphtis, Va'odom, Besonic. Shah Nizik, Richard Zanizik, Va'odom. That Mishnah mentions them last. If you're going to be explaining based on what's mentioned last, we should have explained Odom. Right? We should have said Kate all the money. In our period, all was right at the end. Yeah, the Sonic. If the reason why we mentioned Regal in Amish first is because it's going as the Sonic is going on what was mentioned last in Dr. Vol. Yeah. Went out. But the last thing that was mentioned, the Aramaic form, and the Sonic and what it was just went out from. If you look at the end of the Sefer, that's the last word of the Sefer Bava Kamma. Go on, have a look. What's the last words of Bava Kamma? Those of you that have an article have difficulty with this, but of Bava Kamma, mentioned in Bava Kamma, the Sefer of Bava Kamma. I mean, well, I just want to. He asked a question. Sonic means. Snap on. No, I'm sure I'll win. Yeah, and then it goes on. Hadron Aloch Hagozel Basra. What's the next word? Mr. Lika Alam and Seth is Baba Kam. We've ended or gone out from Baba Kam. The Sonic means what was last finished, the last thing we mentioned. No. And this is getting out. Okay, I never thought we did that way, but Fine. So great to be back to our question. So Mamonish, if we're starting off with Regel because it said Shen and Regel was the last thing mentioned in our Mishnah. It wasn't the last thing in the Mishnah because Odom was mentioned last in that Mishnah. So we should have discussed Odom. And if you're saying, no, we're going to talk about the beginning of the Mishnah, that's why we didn't talk about Odom, because the beginning of the Mishnah was Regel. It's not true. The beginning of the Mishnah was Shen. They talk about Shen.
What is the question? What is it at the style of just mentioned Adam? What is the mention for?
Just reading the last quote of that, last line of that Mishnah.
The question should have just been one of the beginning start with Shen, one of the ends. How far?
Yeah, okay. It could be also because that you test, the Mishnah discusses and showing Hanizik and Shutamad. There's a Machlitz of Tarkman. I thought it was a good test.
Rob, which mission is the Ketzer referring to? On which page?
Zion on the base.
That, sorry? Yeah?
Test Zion. 16b. Sorry. Daf Chavdalad on the base. Chavdalad on the base. The mission talks about Shori Amazik, which is an Isaac. Right? And on that, the mission talks about Adam, more the earth. The last, all those things mentioned in that mission, that Vav, are mentioned on the very base. We have Regel, we have Shem, we have Shori Amazik, which is Amazik, and we have Adam. All those four things are mentioned in this page. Just the order is weird. The Mishnah there says first Shen, then Regel, then Shani, then Mishnah Samadik, and then Odom. The Mishnah here, after this, has Regel, Shen, Shani, then Mishnah Samadik, and Odom. So, Mamosha, if the reason why we're starting off with Regel, because we want to start with what the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about, or the beginning of the Mishnah spoke about Shen. If the reason why we talk about Regel is because we don't want to talk about the very beginning of the Mishnah, and after we should talk about the end of the Mishnah. Shenizim, which is the Mazik, and Adam, those things should come before Shen and Regel. So, what's Shah in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Yossi, you understand the question? You see how I read the entire Torah? Oy Marie. Oh, what's the answer? Oy Marie.
Bro, sorry, I'm missing stuff. If I'm behind, then I'll then ignore it. But that mission seems to talk about one priest, not Regel and Shane and Adam. That mission, three lines, doesn't talk about this.
Sorry, there's Vav on the base. There's Vav on the base.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
No worries, all good. But I'm losing my mind.
There's Vav on the 15B.
Got it.
It's one page previous, more than earlier.
Perfect.
Thank you for catching me up to that one. There's Vav on the base. There it talks about Shem. It talks about Regel. It talks about Shoyamud, Shoyamad, and Shusanizik. And it talks about Adam. So that place is captured. Roy Marie, what's the answer? Vada and the Posach be Koy. Vada, this pairing, the order of this pairing is based according to the order of that mission. The first things mentioned there first are first things discussed in this pairing. So we have a question. So why did they talk about Regel before Shen? The Shen and Regel kechad chashivi. The melach, the av of Shen and Regel. The discussion of Shen and Regel are considered one unit. Meshur is shavi in bil kaseh because they have the same halachas as we discussed in the very first shir. Shen and Regel have exactly the same halachas. They're both potter and shusarabim. They both kind of Nezik Shvalim Miyad. They have exactly the same halachas. Just we have to Shen is Kavana, you have a law, and Regel is. You don't have a law, but they're both exactly the same halachas. The Shen and Regel is one unit. So, from a Chat Krona, you learn that from the same Pasuk as well. The Shila Uvir is the same Pasuk. So therefore, we're not so bothered about if you change the order somewhat.
Why
wants the arms of Jesus. So, if he's saying they have the same halachas, yeah, they have the same halachas. From a chad kroy nafkin, they end up in the same pasuk. So shen regel is one unit. So now, which one of the shen regel are we going to explain first? The Tosfos regel, because that was the last one that we mentioned. As we said, we explained the last one. Since they said, if you have four different ovos, yeah, share and regal, share and individual demandic, odom, the four different subjects, so we're going to go according to the subjects and brought up. But within one subject, you mentioned the share and a regal, we'll discuss the last one that you mentioned. Mainly, since they said, since regal was said after Shen, that's why you mentioned regal here first, because that was the thing that we just last discussed.
Does
Shane
have an element of
commandment? Okay, what story does he mean?
Yeah, like with
There is. Yeah, so. So I think that's what you're asking, right? I thought you'd ask that. So let's just go over what Nathan said, and then we'll speak out. Since they said, we had a cash. They said the mission in the wrong order. Either you go according to what's written there, or you go according to the last subject. So whatever it is, why Shen and Regel? Since they said, if we're talking about four different subjects, we go according to the order of them. Shen and Regel is one subject. Then you have Shen, which is the magic, another subject. And other is another subject. And that will go according to the order brought down. Mishnah delineated four different subjects. We're going to discuss that. But within one subject, if the Mishnah said two aspects of one subject, then we will explain the last one, last point that was brought up within the subtitle, right? Saying Shen and Regel, they're one unit. And the Mishnah said Regel first, we will explain Regel. The Mishnah said Regel last, but we will explain Regel first. He said, Shen Regal. Oh, Regal, you're talking Regal. This is Chad. Shen, this is Chad. Shen is the, we'll get to soon. Although, we'll get to after that. Good? Say that, dog. Fine. Next thesis. This thesis is more in Avona. That's an interesting thesis, but in Avona, this is this thesis. I'm able more edits.
It seems
it's certainly not general anyway, because sometimes I'm going to the first anyway, sometimes I'm going to the second. Well, this Tana will go according to the last thing mentioned, as much as it's not a new subject. You go to the last one. Why would the Vatani should know that four obviously begin and show you have heaven? Would we explain heaven first? No. Heaven is a new subject. Subjects we go from what's written. Within the subject, you want to know how what's the logic of this. So I mentioned the beginning, I mentioned heaven, so I'll explain, or this time explain according to the end.
But that's
Tana
by
Tana.
So
yeah, no. This consists
like the Rabbi Shimon, always been Rabbi Shimon.
I love that. Right. That's the cash on those that always go from the last one. Yeah. So I don't have a clear answer except that when the person asked it was a rhetorical question. That's whenever I used to give Malach Hashirin, I used to say, so what would be if this and this happened? And then a whole bunch of people start asking what they think. I'm interested in what you're thinking. It's a way of bringing out the question, the answer. And I'm going to tell you the answer. Just ask them, what would be if somebody forgot the Arab Yoga in which way this? So I'm going to tell you now the answer, what would be. So I don't know if it's clear about Rishon and Akhen Akhen is Megair there. Now, Rishon Akhen Akhen means I'm asking you a question and then another way. I need to hear from you a response. So you should respond according to what I'm asking. If I'm just using it as a prelude to explain what I'm talking about, I don't know if it's such a difficulty. So, Abeim Mo'edes,
Oh, so how do you read this mission? Have you done this study? Have you seen the place? We'll learn a lot from you. Right. How on earth did you understand this mission? The mission mentioned regular Moedas and a Mehemah Moedas. It's repetition. That's the Gemara's question. But Gemara's going to ask. So it's very bothered. It's a tremendous difficulty. Is the Gemara's the Habehemah Bevot? So the Mamish two sentences, two parts of the sentence. How it's a regular word, and how is the behemoth word? That's how they understood it. Now it's two sentences. Now it's not in the car, right? It's two together, it's a repetition. In which way is a regular word? The Shabbat, he had also, as it walks, that's how it is a mu'ud. It walks, it damages. Its mu'ud is, in which way is it an animal that's prone to cause damage? As it walks, it's a mu'ud for that. That's why it's mu'ud for. V'chein b'sefer. Yav Hashem, the same thing by Hashem. Sefer is going now, referring to the dark. You test on the base, 19b. Again, the same thing. If you look there in the Mishnah, you test on the base. Ketzad Hashem Mu'edes Lechol. It's all enough. In which way is Hashem a mu'ed? In which way is Hashem something which is prone to damage? Yes, because Lechol is eating, which is normal for eat, to eat. And Mamiya is the mu'ed. And again, a behemoth Mu'edes. In which way is the behemoth mu'ed? Lechol bears your face. To eat peyotiroki, animals are prone to eat peyotiroki, and therefore they are inward. So that's John the Mishnah. In which way the regular mud, as it walks, it breaks things. In which way the behemoth mud, yes, as it walks, it breaks things. As it walks, it breaks things. In which way the shen mud, as it eats things. In which way the behemoth a mood to eat, well, they eat vegetables and fruit. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Afghan Pshat in the Mishnah. Good. How, in which way does this?
What was the gram?
Gram is mood. What is mood?
It's a verb
now. Yeah. Where you kick a dog regular. In which way does the mood of regal manifests itself. Ador the regal. How would we find this mood? Mood is its title. An animal is a mood. Now, why is it a mood? In which way is it prone to damage that we should be considering a mood? Adosa is the thing that makes it into a mood. It has a certain teva that makes it have that title of mood. What's its teva? Yeah, what is its teva that therefore defines it as a mood? That is, it goes as it does. It's teva that. Right, did you? Ha'adah is the teva within the behemoth that will therefore give it its title of mood. Ha'adah. It's mood attribute.
Only
the word, it's the same church. Yeah, so the word of mood inside. Mood. It's got an attribute of mood inside there, and that's why it's got the title of mood. But we're asking, what is that attribute? In which way does this animal manifest itself, and therefore it's going to be called a mood? Answer is, as it walks. It walks. It walks and it damages. That is its attribute. Mood attribute. Is that it walks and
damages.
It's two sentences. That's the one.
It's obviously connected, huh? Mm-hmm.
The person says it doesn't. Some people have a ball.
Is it explained?
Yeah.
That's explanation with the ball.
Yeah.
So how could Paul have a ball separate? With the ball is connected.
No, you'll see. No. Without a ball, it could be two separate sentences, but it can also be one long sentence. With the Vav, it's saying there's two different points. How is it regular word? And how is the behavior more? By that. That's the and. I mean, I've asked about this, and I've asked about this. Those are going to take off the vav and make it all into one long sentence. Rashi didn't have the vav, and also two separate sentences. Yes, I'm going to go over to you. That what you asked?
Yeah.
Moedes. Is the govas, there are those that have a girsa, the habehema, the vav. Vav Yipurush. Keitzad ha'adol deregel. In which way does an animal have after a tendency that should be called a mord? Why is the tendency of a regal that should therefore give it the status of a mord? Answer is derech hiluchol. Pirush derech haluchol miyadosol. The thing that gives it the status of a mord is the fact that as it walks, it damages. That is the thing. The same thing as Shen also, that you have an opening line that ends before the vav. Keita the regel moedet, question, answer, neshave b'derech hiluchol. Next question, b'beheima moedet, how is the beheima moedet? Answer, l'halech kedarva. The New Testament base, exactly the same. Keita the shem moedet, question mark, answer, lechol eseroyla. Next question, ha-beheima moedet, how do you have a beheima that's moedet? Answer, lechol peris v'yorobis. According to this chapter, this is the question, answer, that you die, that you test as well, question, answer. Okay, what's difficult with this chat? That's how Rashi learned. No? That's how Rashi learned. You look at Rashi, second line of Rashi, Leshabe b'derech hiluchol, k'loyma, b'kachi mu'edes, this is how the animal becomes a mu'ed. It breaks as it walks. So this is why it's got an attribute of being a mu'ed, because that's what it does. It breaks as it walks. So how is the regular mu'ed meaning? In which way does do we see that regular has this attribute of damaging? Answer it. The shabbat b'derech hiluchol, as it walks, it breaks. What's difficult? Says Tosfos, I don't understand. My question is, huh? Yeah, very repetitive. Even then, the Gemara asks. The Gemara, well, what's the repetitive? Well, the behemoth. Regular banana. Yeah. How? In which way?
The shadow.
No. Four. Kate the Gemara. That's question mark. The reason why we're saying it's prone to damage. Because as it walks, it breaks. It walks in the street and it breaks. So you see a regal is mud. We see how and which we know regal is a mud. As I state on Dr. Zvon and Ray, a regal is a mud. In which way is the regular mud? Why is the regular mud? That is, as it walks, it breaks. And it doesn't know. An animal walks down the street, if there's fruit in front of it, it'll destroy them. If there's a clear in front of it, it'll break it. So its tendency is it walks and it breaks things. So why is the regular mood, meaning in which way does the regular have that tendency of damaging? Terence said, yes, it does. As it walks, whatever it sees, whatever it goes in front of it, it will break it. It has a natural tendency to break it. Now, repetition. And in which way did the behema have a din of a regal? Right. Repetition, right? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, I know regal, I know behema. That's the Gemara's going to ask you to die on it. Good question. It's exact repetition. But that's not Tosfos' problem. That's the Gemara's problem. What's Tosfos' problem? What problem saying this chap? In which way the regal and word? Answer. The Shabbat Derech Hiluchol. What's wrong with it? How is the Shenem word? Why is the Shenem word? Lechol peris ha'rimah. It's got this tendency to eat fruit. Sounds a good way to read the Mishnah. The problem is, what's the problem? I'm a kosher to read. אבל כל שנרים, מה חידוש כאן, שלשונו בפרק כמה? What is explained more here than was explained in that Tzvav Amud Beis? Let's have a look again at Tzvav Amud Beis. Turn the one page again back. Tzvav Amud Beis. What's the words of the Mishnah then? When it explains Rega. Sure, maybe read out. How does the Mishnah explain Rega? First word is Rega, yeah. Can't find it? It says Vava Madrid.
That's
a regal. First word on the word is a regal. Really? That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's a Mishnah?
Yeah, in the Mishnah.
Oh.
Disaster. Okay. So what did it say in that Mishnah where they found it?
The
Aregel, where this, right? Hiluka, excellent. The Mishnah is the word is Aregel, where this? The Shabbat there, Hiluka. What's our Mishnah say? Here's the Aregel, where this? Exactly the same thing. The Shabbat there, Hiluka. If this mission is coming to be marked with that question, that mission, you haven't explained anything. The mission that says, Aregel, no, I don't. The Shabbat there, Hiluka. Kaitza de Gemoed es. The Shabbat is not going to be a Shkayach. Don't do that beforehand. Okay, maybe. That's what he's going to say to the Shabbat. But if you've got that vol, then, and like Rashi, even if you didn't have the vol, that's how you explain the Mishnah. In which way the Rei Gemoed es? Le Shabbat b'derech Yilucho. Well, that we knew in the previous Mishnah. The Rei Gemoed es, the Shabbat b'derech Yilucho. So what's the Kaitza? That's toys together, very stuck in cash. Tremendous difficulty. Let's see back in Tasis. Our cautionary, Machidushka, Shleishana Bebeka. What's the Chiddush here that wasn't mentioned in the first period? We didn't learn already in the first period. Venerary, therefore, says the read, the Logos in the Vol. We take out the Vol, or we don't have the Vol. Now, Mishnah Bemet doesn't have a Vol. And now we say like Yossi wanted to say. Oh, Hebrews. Haketza d'oregel mu'edet l'shabeh d'chiluho. How, in what, which way do we say that a regel's got this ingrained in, whatever word is, a teva to break as it walks? Haketza d'oregel mu'edet l'shabeh d'chiluho shomach v'ekama. In which way does it manifest itself that it has this teva that it breaks as it walks? This is now the answer. The question is, behemoth is now the answer. In which way is the regal of this thing that as it walks, it breaks? The behemoth is now the answer. That's the answer. One second. Yes. That's the answer. The question was, in which way is the regal of mu'ed to break as it walks? To which the answer is, okay, it's including them in the regal, but first of all, what is it saying? How's the answer to the question? In which way is the regular word that breaks in the walls? Very good. So the Gemara asked the question. The Mishnah asked the question. The Mishnah that involved told me how regel mu'edet le'shabeh b'derech hiluka. Right? So what made that into a mu'ed? Why is that something which is called a mu'ed? We also got this ingrained middah of damage. Answer is derech hiluka. An animal the whole time walks. Without Kamala has it, it naturally walks all the time. And because it naturally walks, as it's naturally walking, it will break as it goes along. So why is it mu'ed? Why is it regular mu'ed? It breaks as it goes along, but why does that make it into a mu'ed? It's derech hiluka. Because it's the normal way it walks.
Right,
the animal doesn't pay attention where it's walking. And the male, therefore, it's a move. This is like the Maran explains. That what we said that a rega is a mood, the shabbat, the derech hinucho, that only if it's mahalach kedarko, if it's going normally, if an animal would do something really weird, like even walking something weird. I don't know exactly what would be weird walking, but if it would be walking weirdly, and as it, running down the street, running down the street, walking backwards. So it breaks as it walks, right?
That's not
but that's not mood. It has to be derech hinucho. Has to be laharek kedarko. Has to be that it's going in the normal way.
This is my focus in Mishnah. Where is the question?
Did you? Very good. The machlokes between these two Malkum and Tosfot, or machlokes between Rashi and Tosfot, is to how to explain the Mishnah, how to annotate. According to Rashi, it's Keter. The Yossi was like the bigger. According to Rashi, he would like this: Keter the regular moedes, laharech v'derech hinucho. Habeimu moedes, as beimu moedes, laharech v'derecho. Kate the Shem where there's Lecha Lover Rorilla. Vabe Ema where there's Lecha Pays for Kate the Rorilla. Machine in Texas, he didn't know that. But rather, Kate the Regular Moed, the Shabby Vidarchy Lumo. What chant in that mixing is it earlier? That Regular Moed is the Shabby Vidarchy Lumo. Which way are you there? Answer is, Abbe Ema where there's Lecha Pidago. Is it going normally? Then it'll be a regular, the more depending it brings on the
field of Shabbat. Also, the shifting regal to the name. It's being more exclusive than just after the
Now we're going to your point to the point, but there's a bigger difficulty at the moment. So, what's the Pshat and Tesis? The Pshat and Tesis was how is it that the regal is a Moedis Shabbat that you look at the answer is if it's Maharaj Kedah. That's the answer to the question. That's Pshat and Tesis. There's a tremendous difficulty in Tesis. Mamish a bad answer. But right. Himself can ask it.
Right. It's
a bad answer. The Gemara says the Kefir Lashon. The Gemara says, the Kefir Lashon. The Gemara must have gotten Yossi out of this point. The mission is repetitive. According to Tesis, it's not repetitive. It's one question with one answer. Then what's the question of the Gemara? Come to Rashi, we don't understand what the Mishnah is more inductive of all, but we do understand the Gemara. Because the day says, we've explained the Mishnah inductive of all, how it fits in with our Mishnah, but we don't understand what the Gemara's question is. And we come up in Dai Ka Gemara Shah, Dai Big Gemara Shah. Nevertheless, the Gemara had a good deal. And here we have David's point. The question was, why mention Behema again? If you come to answer the question, you could have just said, Yalef Kedarko. Keita, the Regal Moedes, the Shabbat, the Chilucho. Answer, Yalef Kedarko. That's the answer you need. Why do you add in Behema Moedes, the Shabbat, the Chilucho? Why are you adding in those two words? That's the Gemara's question. I knew you're going to make him a white head in the two words. The Gemara's going to answer to teach you the Chiddush of Am and Tova what they want him. So that's Pshat and Teis. Teis and Mishmak. Keita, the Regen, Red, Shabbat, and Lech, and Lucho, in every situation. It is not a Halach Kedah. Why say the word Behem or Medes? And I'm not the Gemara's question. Your question is the Gemara's question. We're learning Rashi's different. Keita the Shek, Keita the Regen Moedes. Answer, Lalech Kedal. Keita the Behemo Moedes. Answer, so don't worry, Keita the Regen Moedes, Shalom the Kedal. And the Behemo, Lalech Kedal. Your question, repetition. Morris question. Right, come to Rashi, it's a bit difficult because it's like nine different words. We start off with the law and we answer the halakh gedarah. Okay? Answer is that when we get to Gemara, we'll see that this last line is a toldah. We're not talking about that group as it trod on it. Right? The shabbat there, the look, I mean, as it's walking, it's breaking things under its feet. The halakh gedarah means it's walking and things brush past it. That's a change in the law. Say that. I come to Taisus, it's the explanation of Pshat in the whole Mishnah then. It would be nice if we could find an answer for Rashi. I imagine the Kash of Taisus is very strong. Mishnah is saying exactly the same thing. It said it after the vote. What changed? The Mishnah said, Ariagel Mu'edes Lishboi B'der Achiluvo. Here as well, Ariagel Mu'edes Lishboi B'der Achiluvo. What exactly changed? It didn't answer anything. But the Mishnah didn't say anything more than that. What's it repeating again?
That's very important. You didn't see more data to differentiate.
Right.
That
which way it did? By adding the word data?
Well, now I'm going to answer you. The Mishnah asked for Shalom. It says,
but the answer it gave them.
What?
The answer it gave them. The Shabbat of the Chilukah was written there. The Shabbat of the Chilukah didn't say the word case. The Shabbat of the Chilukah. And then the Mishnah says, how is the Regal Muedet? The Shabbat of the Chilukah. It's a big difficulty on Rashi. But we point out one good on this. We said in Taisa said that there was something about the use of vo. Right? And they read it as two separate points. How is the regan weathers? Answer. How is the behemoth weathers? Answer. It, because there was a vo. Now Rashi does exactly the same without that vo. You look at Rashi, Rashi had the gives the behemoth without the vo. Exactly the same without the vow. The point of thesis is not that because there's a vow, that's why it gives us the right to say that shot. That's not the point of thesis. Because even without the vow, you mentioned this before, even without the vow, you could read it like this. How is a regal? How is a behemoth? Even without the vow, you could have made it. The point of thesis was that if you've got the vow, then you can't say the pshat of thesis. This is the pshat that Ketzah, the regimen, the Shabbat, the Chalukah, answer, the Eimah, you can't say that with a Vav. That you can't say with a Vav. If you have a Vav, you can't say Tesis Pshat.
Can't start an answer with
an and. If you have a Vav, you can't say Tesis Pshat. That's what Tesis is saying. Now, all people have a good son Vav, and therefore they're forced to say the Pshat, the Rashi says. But without a Vav, I've got a right to say my Pshat. With a Vav, I'm stuck. But without the Vav, that could be the Pshat.
Maybe that would be the answer for
that Vav.
He's giving an answer, an explanation for both years.
Okay, Rashi didn't have the gifts of Vav.
I know, but he may have known that other gifts of the Vav. And he's,
okay, so I had an answer to Rashi. Because of this one of the gifts of Vav, we have to answer Kasha. But what's the difference between the two Mishnayim? If you have the gifts of Vav, you have the difficulty. You haven't answered it. You've explained how you read the Mishnah, true. But what's the Mishnah introducing more than what the previous Mishnah said? So that would have to be shared. Other than maybe on
Shabbat. So different Vav's share too. They involved it completely.
If you have a good Shabbat, you have a good Shabbat. So, Hoytzim and Ba'etis. Then Tosis, if the animal was kicking, so we have to chat. What's the key to the Mishnah? Let's go to the Mishnah. Third line down in the Mishnah. The animal was kicking. So what's the din if it was kicking?
That's Karen.
What's difficult?
Why are we bringing Karen in the
middle? Why bring Karen in the Mishnah? There you go. No, it's a rhetorical question. I got the sovereign. The material is not going to offer. Since we have an aspect there of Hatinezek with the type of regal, this difference is serialized. Therefore, it's mentioned here as well.
Yeah, but it's
Hatinezek with the regal.
Right, but the guy didn't have to be Hatinezek, it's Hatinezek, but
yeah.
It's with the
regal. There's not another. Yeah. In one of the shame did not have that, but they said the reason is because of it's Shabbat and Surah. Okay, now on to the last taste. Those are the people.
If Mevetus is being brought in, this is Al Gahar because of
Surah.
Why did it mention first?
Yeah. So it's more partial Kiddush, we know it already. The more simple Chiddush, we know it already. Mishnah and Mishnah, well, Kerem. Mishnah is already telling us. So we're saying. Because I'm going to be talking about Surahs, I'm going to talk about something else as well.
So it's mentioned
that
first.
Yeah, that's not the question. He wants to say a Chiddush, we're coming to bring out a bigger Chiddush. There's something called a Chatzinetic of Kerem, which we know about already. And that's possible with the regal. But even something which is normal, sorry, you can have a chatzinet. You know, lois or absent. Not only this, but also this. I wouldn't talk about Karen here if I didn't have to talk about sorries, because why bring it in? I want to tell you, you should know in regal, it's possible to have chatzinet. Not only by a Karen type of chatzinet, but even by sorries, it's shayach to have chatzinet. Right? Understand what I'm saying? No?
I'm not sure yet.
It seems like they're very dissimilar. All of them have to have to know that you want to get out of the restaurant. You want to smuggle a lot of things. You want to bear it real well. Okay, it happens to be. They both have to know that. But it seems like a bunch of schlap for one thing to say that it's a little bit. Along with them, one. In fact, they're more dissimilar than they are similar.
No, it's also. Good with the leg kicking something. In one case, you'd be having Chatzinet because of Karen. The other case, you'd be having Chatzinet because of Sirius. And try once again just to make him Dovin happy. I don't want him to leave sad. But basically, the Dovin got a question. If it's come to tell me because of Sirius, why do you not say it? My rabbi said, tell me called Sirius. And then I'm going to tell you, you know what? Besides Sirius, it's also Karen. That's the Dovin's question. Why in the Mishnah say the other way around? Karen and Sirius. I'm telling you, I'm suggesting that Kiddush is like the Mishnah wanted to introduce the Beit HaMidrash. There's something called Chatzinezek by regular. So you can imagine the rabbi get up and say, my rabbi, I'm telling you that Chatzinezek by regular. So the Belgian will say, of course, there is. If you kick, it's a Karen. We know already. All of the first parent was talking about Karen. Now, not only by Karen, you can have a Chatzinezek. But even by real regal, you can have chatzinezek. Even if you don't do that, come on, and the notion that even you can have chatzinezek. Oh, what's that going to be? That's my finish. I wanted to tell you. My finish is serious. So if that's the order how a person would speak, then so first tell you the posh of a posh, which we know about. But I want to bring out to you the another case where you can have even the nash, you know, and then come on, now you can have chatzinezek. How's that? Serious. That's why it brings up that case.
Because of that, we're going to bring in a monster, but they could also make it first.
Yeah, no, Agav doesn't mean that because of it, it was already written in Sirius and then we added it in. Because I want to teach to you that a lot of Sirius, I'm going to introduce it with the in this case of the Karen. Okay, one second, Justin, you're very patient. Yeah.
Usually,
when it kicks, it's with intent. Yeah.
And we call it.
Yeah.
Maybe here it wasn't
breaking,
because that sometimes when it does.
So if it does, it wouldn't be a chatzinet.
Wow.
It It wouldn't be Chatzin Nedrik, it should be Nedrik Shalim.
Well, it depends where.
That's the right, which is the order to keep things simple. Why did Chatzin Nedrik, if it's normal and it kicked, it scooped, it did, it wasn't a stone or a line, should be Nedrik Shalim. So that's where Rashi says, Shilui, no, it's not normal for it to kick.
It's not normal.
No, that's Karen.
Oh,
that's normal.
That's
normal. Normal. If it's normal, for to bother.
No,
I'm
saying
it's
normal to respond.
Yeah. Normal applies to bother. They have got something. Yeah. And it's normal. It's normal.
I'm not
going
to
What would you call
it? It depends on the bridge.
So what would you
call it? She wasn't in the bridge. She depended which.
Right.
Actually, which she rose on the bridge. I would call that like the lady.
Why? Why did you say it? Should be Netflix on him. Should be Netflix on him. Anything which an animal does naturally, normally. Anything which an animal has normally without them is breakout. But there is it itself is damaged. It knocked something and that thing damaged. It's good, but it's good. It's not it itself. It's that thing damaged. The main event, there you have something in it. But if when it kicked, because of its own natural tendency, when something's buzzing, it kicks without any kavanah, and there's no shin in it, so it's, and it damaged using its leg, knocked something, it's kind of shown. So why does it say Chatzin Nezek? So it must be that it's a derin. Why is it mentioned? I guess since it's there with the terms, we are bringing it into the mission.
I don't know what's wrong. Oh,
Chatzin Nezek. Yeah.
Are you doing it?
Are
we doing it? It's the fish. We do it.
No, it's the fish. I got it. That's how That's exactly how it No, okay.
I need it. Don't say it.
I'm going to teach you Chatzin Nezek by Mega. Besides Karen, which we all know about, there's no other zone than the Just the opposite. You're not confusing me. If you were just saying, sorry, maybe the person would think that I'd say Chatzin because of Karen. They know, besides that, there's Karen, I don't care. There's something else I want to tell you. Chatzin Nezek.
I'm not.
When we get to the Gemara, you can ask him. I'm not there yet. You'll remember that. You have to ask something. When we get to it, you'll ask your question. Okay? Can we have to move on to the last thing. Don't Alakri, he trod on a kli. So, what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? He trod on a kli, and the kli broke, and he went off and broke something else. The Yochayev Chatzin Nezek. We know it already. The Mishnah already told me the din of Nezek Shalem, and the Mishnah already told me the din of Chatzin Nezek. What's the chiddush? We know it already. We know that already. Serious.
That's not
quite enough
to serve. There's no account. You talked about a one
difference. What's the difference between a pebble and a cleat?
So, this
is so what? Okay, one second. Do you want to say your own views? Had you been alive a thousand years ago, you might have been. But of course, maybe to open your mouth about this topic. And at the moment now, we have to get covered and the right of speech to Dosis. So, over it's Lashmino. We need this mission. Why do we need it? This is all good. Actually, remember, you don't have the question. I don't want the answer, but you don't have the question. The Gemara here, the mission gives an example of both of what was mentioned earlier. Regel was mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, and sorry, it's mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah. So why do we need to tell the case of the apple that was walking, trod on a kli, the kli itself broke and went off to something and broke that? It's just a practical example of that case, so why don't you need it? Oh, you read it, so much me know. I need it to teach me. The soul can data come in. I might have thought, we're doing the last place to do that. I might have thought the mission. I might have thought that such an act is considered Mishunah. The given to those of Golgotha Kotzer, it trod so much with so much strength. She needed Hashem on the Ark of the Shoveh that this tree broke, and not only broke, but it went off with a flying thing with so much velocity, they broke another tree. They might have thought that obviously the original Koyah, not going out of this world, not normal. Not a thing that should normally have happened. So it's not regular. It's not regular. Maybe it shouldn't be Nezek Shalim on the first three. Maybe it shouldn't be Chatz Nezek. Mistoma, Lahazik Niskarma. Mistoma, if it happened, it must have been this animal was out to break this tree. And with such a curse, I wanted to smash it. And therefore, should be Karen. Kamasha on the Mishnah, then no. Since it's normal for animals to walk, such a thing is still considered regular. Such a thing is still considered regular. So it said, the Chiddush is, you might have thought it Shinim. Mashal is not considered Shinui. I'm sure that you might have thought it never should be carried. Look at what happened. It puts it down. It had so much courage, it managed to break the key and something went off and had the courage to break the next sleeve. So the velocity that was used in the first time was to be ultra, ultra strong. You might as well, that's Mishnah. Now, this is a very strange Tosafot. Normally, when Tosafot has a question or a habanina, then Kamash Shalom is something. Yeah, so it doesn't vary. I mean, you might have thought it's Mishnah. The answer is it's not Mishnah, it's not different. But why is it not different? Are you pressing the animal pressed so hard that it doesn't speak out? You know, you might have made the mistake in thinking that animal walking, we should be, make a difference in the strength of its series. And if an animal presses hard, then that's called already Karen. As much as it's walking, you don't take any attempt, doesn't make a difference in the strength. It's normal for it to stretch to press hard. This doesn't figure exactly what's the muscle of it. It must come with something in action. How do we know what there's intention? What's the muscle of it? What's the muscle of it?
Nevertheless, we have to assume
that. Why?
Well, walking is an animal, you can't really assess.
Yeah. Then that's like a yes, no. You might have thought that it should be called intentional. Rajon, it wasn't intentional.
You can't assume it's intentional.
No, not only that, we're kind of Nezek Shalim. We're not just we can't assume it's intentional, we're assuming it wasn't intentional.
Right.
The happening was it was intentional. Must come in, you should know such a thing is not intentional.
Even with such points.
Yeah.
Well, what if it didn't have the outcome? If it had, you know, the character said on the first one said it's full, where I would have said it would have been passive. What about on the second one?
You're asking, is there a by Kerry?
Yes.
It's the same child as there's a disservice by Shen, and this is on the basis of the disservice of Shen.
Yeah,
it's not the disservice of Shen, should be the disservice of Kerry.
No, but
Shaitan, okay.
So we don't
need to we have to first find that if there is Shaitan Kerem. Okay, sure, that's a good point. Although Tosis calls it Tosis Shen, maybe only by Shen, because Shen and Rego are the same alokos. As much as alokos may be seen, I would sit on Rego, who would sit on Shen as well. But as much as no alokos may be seen, I Karen, maybe, so maybe not. Okay, I don't have a right. Maybe the best. Well, that's got the long is really kicking. What's the Chiddush of Tzoreis? Is it come to knock off half, or is it come to introduce a new chiyuv? Right?
Okay,
well, we're that is the very geshmaki really. Well, we're coming to Tzoreis. We're getting to it. Yeah. But it's in the funeral, there's lots of reading. Okay, let's come to everything on Thursday. Yes, sure. You also want the awesome.
This is just that no one holds the solar case.
on the secondary clean version.
What? That what?
And the word instead we look at the first action. The first action with some and then how we consider full damage like the first week. How true is the second week?
Oh, the second each don't be that exciting? No one said. No.
No one said.
No one at all. You might have thought maybe we wouldn't be alive at half of the second key, but you had to type once, then maybe you can't be typed twice. Not only can be typed twice.
How did you try
to
actually? You wrote it for it, but as the corner, it's foot.
Okay. Fine. No, but no one thought. No, not one reason. Okay, so Mr. Jem will continue on Sunday, Mr. Jem. And just one look to there, if it's possible. Look at Elon, and at the end of the day, we tried to recover each one, to recover each other. We gave shit about every second day in order to give time to prepare everything. So, if possible, please try and make an effort to be here every day and try and make up the time as well, not impossible. Whatever we can do during the Chazik. See, so good to see you, Elon. Very good. How's it going, see?
Thank God.
Thank God. Okay. Be well. Moshe Peretz, missing your face.
I hope to be seeing you in January. My daughter's having a fifth